Well, let's go to the Free State now, because the Nulani fraud trial is running again. The state has called a new witness, Omri Fansel, who's a former employee at Deloitte, which was subcontracted by Nulani to do its feasibility studies. Let's have a look at this evidence with Newsroom Africa reporter Erin Bates. Erin, good afternoon to you. Thank you for making time to chat to us. Talk us through the testimony of Omri Fansel.
So, Manny, we are now in the cross-examination of Omri Fansel, who's testified on the 1.5 million rands worth of work that Deloitte did on this high-level feasibility study over Mohuma Bubung agricultural projects in the Free State. He says the Freda Dairy project was effectively the best of the bad bunch, and they hadn't assessed the financial viability of the project, and that would have needed to have followed in a subsequent study, which Deloitte would have done but did not. He also testified on a version of the report which features the Nulani Investments logo, that of the department and Deloitte, which he says contains certain provisions and features that were not in the draft version that Deloitte sent to Nulani. There's a disclaimer or a confidentiality clause in a footnote, for example. He says the mention of this Gupta-linked dairy company in India, Paras, was strange. It did not come from Deloitte. They did not know of Paras. And they would have never recommended an Indian-based dairy company to work in the Free State, because there are agricultural, industrial, and financial nuances that require local understanding and knowledge.
Erin, thank you so much for that. Erin Bates, Newsroom Africa reporter, giving us a quick update there on what's happening in the Nulani fraud trial, which, of course, is running in the Free State, the first real state capture trial that we're seeing underway at the moment.